Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Nothing says I care like turning every problem into a story about themselves. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Okay, so we're diving deep into parallel parenting today.
Okay.
Which sounds kind of like this super futuristic way to raise kids, but it's really more like a lifeline for anyone who's been stuck trying to share custody with a narcissistic ex.
Hmm.
And I mean, seriously, is there anything more stressful?
Oh gosh, it's the worst.
And feeling like you're walking on eggshells all the time.
Yeah, you're constantly afraid to say or do the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
It's exhausting.
Absolutely.
And speaking of exhausting, you guys sent in this video.
Yes.
By Lisa A. Romano.
She's great.
Called Parallel Parenting is Not Co-Parenting.
Right.
And she really gets into why that traditional co-parenting thing totally crumbles when narcissism is involved.
It really does.
And what you can do instead.
It's about shifting your mindset completely.
So before we go any further,
yeah,
just to make sure everyone listening is on the same page.
Of course.
We're talking about having a narcissistic ex.
You're right.
And trying to navigate custody and visitation and all of that.
Exactly. Someone who may struggle with empathy and putting their kids' needs first.
And prioritizing their own needs above pretty much everything else.
Yeah, even their own children.
Which is heartbreaking.
It really is.
But unfortunately, it's a reality for a lot of people.
And it makes that whole co-parenting dream pretty much impossible.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Because Romano doesn't sugarcoat it at all.
No, she doesn't.
She straight up says that this whole traditional co-parenting model.
You know, where you're supposed to work together and present a united front.
Right? Like, you're this perfect little team.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah, and it sets people up for so much disappointment.
It does.
Especially when narcissism is part of the equation.
It's like trying to teach a pig to sing.
Okay, that's a new one.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's only going to frustrate you.
So you're saying that expecting a narcissist to just suddenly become this selfless and compromising co-parent?
Exactly.
It's kind of like expecting that cat to actually enjoy bath time.
You got... It's just never going to happen.
So what clicked for you
when
you first heard about this idea of parallel parenting?
It was like... a light bulb went off.
How is it different from this idealized co-parenting model that we always hear about?
It's about accepting that true collaboration is just not going to happen with someone like this. And instead of constantly banging your head against the wall trying to make it work, you shift your focus.
Okay.
You minimize contact.
Okay.
You create emotional distance.
So it's less about trying to change the narcissist and more about protecting yourself and your kids.
Exactly. You focus on what you can control.
which is really important because when you're dealing with someone who thrives on conflict,
right,
trying to force them to co-parent,
it's like adding fuel to the fire.
It just blows up in your face, doesn't it?
Every single time.
So parallel parenting is more about accepting that you can't control the narcissist,
right,
but you can control how you respond to them.
You got it.
And how you protect your own energy.
Because let's face it, dealing with a narcissist can be utterly draining.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like they suck the life force right out of you.
And that's where Romano's advice really comes in handy.
She gives you actual strategies to deal with these people.
So instead of getting caught up in their drama,
right,
you can start setting boundaries.
And taking back control.
And hopefully reclaiming some of that energy you've lost.
Which brings us to one of Romano's key points. Huh. Narcissists often use the legal system as a tool.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Because they see it as another way to exert control and manipulate the situation.
It's like their personal playground.
In a way.
But not a fun one.
Definitely not.
More like a scary haunted house.
And they'll use it to try to get what they want, even if it means hurting you or the kids.
Which is scary.
It can be incredibly intimidating, especially if you're on the receiving end of it.
Because we're not just talking about hurt feelings here.
Right. We're talking about serious legal battles.
Exactly. And the potential for those battles to have a lasting impact on your life.
So it's not something to be taken lightly.
Not at all.
Which is why understanding their tactics is so important.
Absolutely.
Because once you know what to expect,
you can start to anticipate their moves.
And hopefully build up some defenses.
And that's where you can start to reclaim some of your power.
So how do we do that?
How do we reclaim our power?
What are some of those strategies that Romano talks about?
Well, she has a lot of great advice.
And I want to dive into those, but first,
sure.
I think it's important to acknowledge that this is heavy stuff.
It really is.
Dealing with a narcissistic ex, especially when kids are involved.
It's one of the most challenging things a person can go through.
It can be absolutely draining. So if you're out there listening and you're going through this right now,
just know that you're not alone.
We see you. We hear you.
And what you're experiencing is real.
Your feelings are valid.
And it's okay to ask for help.
It's more than okay, it's essential.
Whether that's from a therapist.
A support group.
Friends, family.
Anyone you trust.
Don't try to go through this alone.
Because you don't have to.
All right, so now let's get into some of those practical strategies.
Let's do it.
That Romano talks about in her video.
Okay.
Starting with communication, because that's often where things get really messy.
Oh yeah, communication breakdowns are like the bread and butter of narcissistic relationships.
And when you add kids into the mix,
it's a recipe for disaster.
It's like trying to have a rational conversation during a hurricane.
It's just chaos.
So one of the first things Romano recommends is basically putting a lid on direct communication.
Okay.
So instead of having these long, drawn-out phone calls, that can quickly escalate into arguments.
Which they often do.
She suggests opting for emails or texts instead.
And this is where that whole gray rock method comes into play.
Gray rock method.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
Tell me more.
It's all about becoming as boring and unresponsive as a gray rock.
Okay, I kind of love it already.
Right.
So you're basically trying to bore the narcissist into leaving you alone.
Essentially, you want to make yourself as uninteresting and unengaging as possible.
Because remember, drama and chaos.
That's their fuel.
They live for it.
So by keeping your communication brief, factual, and emotionless,
you're basically cutting off their supply.
Exactly. You're starving them of the attention and reaction they crave.
It's like depriving a fire of oxygen.
I love that analogy.
It might smolder for a while.
Right.
But without that constant fuel,
it can't rage out of control.
So less is more.
Absolutely.
When it comes to communication with a narcissistic ex.
Keep it short. Keep it sweet. Keep it factual.
And try to keep your sanity intact.
Exactly.
Okay, so less is more.
Definitely.
But what about those times?
Right.
When you can't avoid interacting with them?
Because those times are going to happen.
Like you get that email.
Oh, yeah.
And you can practically feel your blood pressure rising.
Or that text message that just sets you off.
Exactly.
It's like they know how to push your buttons.
So what do you do in those moments?
Because you don't want to give them the satisfaction of a reaction.
Right.
But sometimes it's really hard to not react.
It's like they're trying to pick a fight.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's really tempting to just fire back.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Well, Romano has a technique for that.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And it's a little unconventional.
Unconventional's good.
To say the least.
Lay it on me.
She calls it the goofy technique.
Goofy technique.
I know it sounds a little out there.
Like, what does goofy have to do with any of this?
Right, but just hear me out.
Okay.
So picture this. You're about to read another one of those emotionally charged emails.
Oh, gosh. I can feel it already.
From your ex.
The dread is real.
Before you even open it.
Okay.
You picture them in your mind, but not as this intimidating figure.
Because that's how they want you to see them.
Exactly.
They want you to feel small and powerless.
Instead, you picture them as some ridiculous cartoon character.
Okay.
Like Goofy.
Goofy.
Yeah, like from the cartoons.
Oh, I get it.
With those big ears and that goofy grin.
And those clumsy movements.
It's like their words become these silly little sounds.
Instead of these sharp daggers.
Exactly.
I kind of love it.
So instead of this intense, high-stakes interaction, sure. It's like, oh, there's Goofy again trying his usual antics.
Like those antics aren't even a threat anymore.
Exactly.
They're just kind of pathetic.
And a little bit funny.
Which takes away their power.
Exactly.
Because you're not taking them seriously anymore.
You're mentally minimizing their power.
And creating that emotional distance.
So their words don't land with as much force.
It's like they shrink down to cartoon character size.
Yeah. And suddenly their attempts at manipulation seem almost comical.
Like watching Wile E. Coyote try to catch the Roadrunner.
You know he's never going to succeed.
Exactly.
But it's entertaining to watch him try.
So how do we apply this in real life?
Well, it takes practice.
I imagine.
But the more you do it,
okay,
the easier it becomes.
So the next time I get that email,
yes,
I picture Daffy Duck.
Exactly.
Instead of my ex.
And let those words just roll right off your back.
Because Daffy Duck can't hurt me.
Exactly.
This is brilliant.
It's all about changing the narrative in your own head.
Taking back control of your thoughts and emotions.
And that ties into another crucial aspect that Romano highlights.
Which is
protecting your energy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because dealing with a narcissist,
it's exhausting.
It can be utterly draining.
It's like they have this magical ability.
Right.
To suck all the energy out of a room.
Leaving you feeling emotionally bankrupt.
Like you've got nothing left.
And Romano uses this great analogy.
I love her analogies.
To illustrate this.
Tell me.
She talks about having a limited number of energy bubbles each day.
Energy bubbles. I like that.
And every interaction with the narcissist.
Okay.
Every email, every text, every phone call.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
It costs you one of those precious bubbles.
So you're not just guarding your time.
Right.
You're guarding your emotional well-being.
Exactly.
Because those energy bubbles are finite.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
And it takes time to replenish them.
So you have to be strategic about how you spend them.
Which is why setting boundaries is so crucial.
Because you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
And that's where the concept of designated time and space comes in.
Tell me more about this designated time and space.
So instead of letting the narcissist dictate your schedule.
Oh, you mean with their endless demands and drama?
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's always something, isn't it?
You choose when and where you're willing to engage.
Okay, so it's like setting up office hours.
For dealing with your narcissistic ex.
I love it.
So maybe you say, okay, from 4.0 to 4.30 every day,
hey.
That's when I'm going to check and respond to emails.
And outside of that time?
My phone is off limits.
I'm not available.
Unless it's a genuine emergency.
Right.
Of course.
Because we have to be reasonable.
Exactly.
We're not trying to cut off all communication.
Just protect ourselves.
Exactly.
So you're mentally prepared for the interaction.
I'm visualizing my energy bubbles.
You've got your Doofy technique on standby.
Daffy Duck is ready for action.
And you're committed to sticking to brief, factual responses.
No matter what kind of crazy-making tactics they try to pull.
Because you've already set those boundaries.
And you're sticking to them.
And the key here is consistency.
Consistency is key with everything.
Because the more you stick to your designated time and space,
okay,
the more you reinforce those boundaries.
And the less power they have over you.
Exactly.
It's like you're taking back control of your life.
One email at a time.
One text message at a time.
One phone call at a time.
And hopefully reclaiming your sanity in the process.
It's about reclaiming control over your own schedule.
And your emotional well-being.
And to help with that.
Okay.
Romano has another interesting suggestion.
I'm all ears.
Creating what she calls a grounding kit.
A grounding kit?
Think of it as your emotional first aid kit.
Ooh, I like that.
A curated collection of items that help you center yourself and regain your equilibrium.
So if you find yourself getting pulled into that narcissist vortex of drama,
you've got your grounding kit to bring you back down to earth.
Okay, so what's in this grounding kit?
Well, it's really about whatever works for you.
So it's personalized.
Exactly.
It might be a picture of your children.
Okay. A favorite book.
A playlist of calming music.
Or even a scented candle.
Ooh, I love scented candle.
That evokes feelings of peace and tranquility.
It's like creating a little oasis of calm.
In the midst of all the chaos.
I love that.
It's about having those little reminders
right.
of what truly matters.
Yeah, got
readily available.
To help you stay grounded.
And centered.
In those moments when you feel yourself getting pulled off balance.
Because, let's face it,
dealing with a narcissist.
It's like trying to navigate a minefield.
One wrong step.
And boom.
Exactly.
So you have to be prepared.
And having that grounding kit.
It's like having a map.
To help you navigate that minefield safely.
It's like having this whole toolkit, right?
Yeah.
Specifically designed to deal with the unique challenges
mm-hmm.
of co-parenting with a narcissist.
Absolutely.
And sometimes those tools
yeah.
aren't just about, you know, managing communication
right.
or protecting your energy.
It's deeper than that.
Sometimes it's about finding support,
it's,
connection.
Connection is huge.
Because you can't do this alone.
You absolutely cannot.
You need people.
You need support.
To lift you up.
To remind you that you're not crazy.
Because let's be real, dealing with a narcissist.
It can make you feel like you're losing your mind.
They're master manipulators.
Exactly.
Gaslighting.
Projection.
All the fun stuff.
It's enough to make anyone question their sanity.
Which is why having that support system is so crucial.
Absolutely.
Because you need people who can validate your experiences.
People who will remind you
right.
that you're not imagining things.
That you're not the problem.
And that what you're going through is real.
Because narcissists are really good at making you doubt yourself.
They're masters of their craft.
They've been honing their skills for years.
So don't underestimate the power of a good support system.
Seriously, surround yourself with people who get it.
People who've been there, who can offer advice and encouragement.
And maybe even a shoulder to cry on.
Because sometimes you just need a good cry.
And that's okay.
It's more than okay. It's necessary.
It's all part of the healing process.
And speaking of healing,
yes,
Romano really emphasizes the importance of seeking professional help.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't agree more.
I'm having a therapist.
Especially one who specializes in narcissistic personality disorder.
Because this is their jab.
They know all the tricks.
They've seen it all.
They can help you understand what you're dealing with.
Develop healthy coping mechanisms.
And most importantly,
yes,
they can help you to stop blaming yourself.
Because it's not your fault?
No, it's not.
You didn't cause this.
And you can't control it.
You can only control how you respond to it.
Which is what we've been talking about this whole time.
Exactly.
Setting boundaries.
Protecting your energy.
Finding support.
And seeking professional help.
Those are the keys to not just surviving.
But thriving, even in the face of narcissistic chaos.
You've got this.
We believe in you.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.